This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in, listening all over North America. This is when the show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Happy Friday to you. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours, helping you get closer. Well, damn it, we're starting a weekend. How about that? We got a lot to get into. Final weekend of preseason football. We got some games tonight. We got some games over the weekend. We got college football starting up. And we got you all covered. Hey, we're going to talk about this Brian Robinson trade to the 49ers. Why is Washington moving him? Well, I think we know why. It has to do with Christian McCaffrey and his availability to stay healthy. And then also the fact that the Commanders got a lot of running backs. We'll get into that momentarily. Adam Thielen might be moving back to Minnesota. We'll find out. The New York Giants quarterback room is lots and lots of comedy. Jerry Jones, a comedian. He's the only person not in on the joke. We got Pete Futek joining us next hour. Talk some college football now that the games are underway. They're about to be underway, week zero. We're going to talk about the NFL. The No Fun League is back at it again. Trying to tamper down players and their celebrations. Ben Standig is going to join us to talk about the Commanders and their running back situation. Malik Beasley, cleared. He's all good. They're not going to lock him up. They're not going to charge him. They're not going to beat him up. No gambling, no cheating, none of this stuff. For now, Jake Paul, basically gambling and stealing from the public, talks about his fight with or exhibition with Javonte Tank Davis. We got a lot to get into. Hey, you can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. SiriusXM Channel 375. A smart speaker if you have one. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And if you want to call me up, you can do that too. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. There you go. Find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Just doing internet stuff, hanging out, putting out information about the show and what have you. You can go ahead and find me there. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of the things. Ryan Botcher, happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
Oh, you sound enthusiastic. You've had a wonderful day so far, huh?
Yeah, it was a regular Friday. It just means one step closer to the weekend.
Good. Birds are outside chirping. They're flying around. The bees are buzzing. Did you see a rainbow on the way in?
No rainbow, but I saw two bees, and I was afraid of it because they started going my way, and I ran away.
You ran from the bees?
Yes, they were okay. Aggressive.
Okay. All right. New York City bees. Nice to know. These were humans or actual bees?
They were real bees. Okay. They were like yellow jackets or something.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't blame you. Don't want to get stung. Completely understand. And yellow jackets are right down the block from me. Georgia Tech yellow jackets. Wait a minute. You know those aren't bees, right?
Yeah, they weren't. I know those are wasps.
Yeah. About to
they
say,
were
yeah.
like the ones that kind of look like wasps, the bees.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what they're called.
All right. It might have been a yellow jacket. I don't know. Well, thank God you made it into work. Did you bring a bubble with you or you just walked without any protection?
No protection.
Okay, good. And shout outs to Ryan Botcher back with us here on a Friday. Welcome back, Botcher. Yeah, man. He's back. I'm back. Here we are. Somebody not back. Matter of fact, he's leaving. I just told you about it. Brian Robinson is gone from the Washington Commanders. This man who was drafted in 2022, and then, this sounds crazy to say, subsequently shot. This guy got shot in the leg, and he was able to make it back that season, played 12 games with the Commanders in his rookie year, 2022. Like every single year, you can count on Brian Robinson to go out there and give you about 800 yards rushing, give you a bunch of touchdowns. And that's exactly what he did last year for this Washington Commanders team that ultimately went all the way to the NFC Championship game and lost. The Eagles beat the brakes off of them. Brian Robinson last year, 800 yards rushing, 8 touchdowns. He did it in 14 games. Well, now he can run and rush with that football for the San Francisco 49ers. Here's the deal. This squad, the Commanders, we know what their quarterback can do. Jaden Daniels can go and run himself. They got old man Austin Eckler. They got Chris Rodriguez. And then how about this? Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, the rookie who they got in the 7th round. Everybody loves him. And then you got Brian Robinson, who's over here staring at a new contract. And they're like, we got other running backs. We ain't paying you. We can get a discount on our rookie like Kroski-Merritt. It's kind of crazy. Yesterday, Dan Quinn, the head coach of the Washington Commanders, he talked about this situation and Kroski-Merritt and if he's going to replace Brian Robinson. Obviously, this is prior to the trade. Take a listen.
You guys seen it even over the last couple of days. A lot of moving parts this year with the NFL. Well, not this year, every year around this time. As far as down the line, I really haven't gone there with Bill. And I really wanted to make sure, man, let's just dig in and, like, be present into this and knowing I'll let, you know, down the road work from there. But this time of year is always funky for players. And the message I had told them yesterday, I mean, I know this is a difficult week and I encourage them, don't think about next week this week. It's not going to help you perform better this week.
No. Well, damn it. He's going to perform better because he's going to get more chances. He's going to get more opportunities. He's going to get the rock because Brian Robinson has been moved. Take a listen, courtesy of CBS Sports HQ.
We've got breaking news from the NFL where the Washington Commanders have traded running back Brian Robinson Jr. to the 49ers in exchange for a 6th-round pick next year. Robinson is entering the final year of his rookie deal. He set career highs in 2024 with 799 rushing yards and 8 touchdowns.
Yeah, now he can go ahead and do that for San Francisco. He shouldn't. Well, I mean, it's one thing to think about how many touches he's going to have. It's a possibility. But what's kind of crazy before we get into the 49ers side of things here, Dan Quinn was asked about this week. And in true coach fashion, he's like, I don't know. I ain't saying nothing. Look, Brian Robinson did not play in their last preseason game. They had him on the sidelines. Why? Because they didn't want him getting hurt while they discussed the trade, while they thought about moving him to the 49ers. They didn't want the trade to be null and void if the guy got hurt. This is on Tuesday, Dan Quinn playing coy.
Adam and I had met with Brian yesterday and knowing that we would hold him out of the game tonight. And there's just a lot of moving parts. This time of year, those things take place. And so I just wanted to make sure that's my responsibility, you know, to let the team know whenever I can so they're not hearing any information from anywhere else. So that was all. It's more of the standard operating procedure for me. But if I have a chance, when things come up, especially during this time of year, when I can bring them together and discuss things, I want them to hear those things from me first. That's all.
And he's talking about Adam Peters, who is the GM for the Washington Commanders. And so Brian Robinson is gone. Now, why is he a member right now of the San Francisco 49ers? It's really simple. Christian McCaffrey, you have no idea what you're going to get. If Christian McCaffrey is healthy, he is one of the best running backs in the entire league. He could be number one depending on the numbers that he puts up on any given year. When he is healthy, he's a dude capable. Like we saw in 2019 in Carolina, he's one of the few NFL players, Roger Craig, Marshall Faulk, Christian McCaffrey, who says, hey, I can get you 1,000 yards on the ground. I can get you 1,000 yards in the air. Is he doing it now that he's older, injury prone? I don't know if they want to run him into the ground like that, given his history of leg injuries. But Brian Robinson is basically, he's backup. He's backup. In case Christian McCaffrey cannot go, you got somebody who you can just hand the ball off to. And maybe Christian McCaffrey is not the power back. Look, this dude, Brian Robinson, is a big guy. 6'1", 200-plus pounds, got to be 220, 230. This guy's a truck. If you don't want Christian McCaffrey taking a beating on third down situations, or goal line situations, I should say, then you go ahead and give the ball to Mr. Brian Robinson. He's a tough guy. In a twisted, odd world, he's now teammates with another guy who got shot. Ricky Pearsall getting shot in San Francisco. You got Brian Robinson getting shot. Bacha, what are the odds you got two guys on the team, the same, not the same unit, but the same offense? Both of these guys got shot and still made it back in the NFL.
I'd say pretty low, considering the amount of people that have been shot in the NFL.
Well, I don't, how many guys have been shot in the NFL? I don't know. Is there a stat for that? Should we look that up?
I could Google it.
Yeah, how many people have been shot and still played in the NFL? I'm sure it exists somewhere. But that's what it is with the 49ers. And we had this conversation yesterday with Joe Shasky from 95.7, The Game, out in the Bay Area. We took a look. He told us, he's like, man, I don't know what to expect from these 49ers. Brock Purdy's getting all this money now, $53 million. They had to switch up and change their entire, well, their offensive weapons. You got Brandon Ayuk, who ripped his knee up. You got Juwan Jennings, who had a career year because everybody was hurt last year. Deebo Samuel, yeah, he got his contract a couple of seasons ago, and he finally got traded. He's now a member of Washington, so the 49ers in Washington, they love each other. And then you still got Ricky Pearsall and George Kittle. And then you got Christian McCaffrey. How the heck does he fit in? Last season, he only played 4 games. That's it. He spent the entire offseason, he spent the entire regular season trying to figure out how to get his legs together. Christian McCaffrey went out to Germany to get one of these procedures that you can't get done in the United States of America. I think it's the injections where they spin and flip the blood and you can't do it in America. Bacha, you could do a lot of things in America, but yeah, I don't know, maybe fix your body in a different way. How about that?
Yeah. Need the foreign experience.
Yeah, why not? Well, Christian McCaffrey went and got it and still only played 4 games. Brian Robinson is insurance for the San Francisco 49ers. And the Commanders, they'll be fine. I don't think they're going to lose not having Brian Robinson, especially all the love that they have already shown a guy who was drafted in the final round in Jacory Kroski Merritt, a rookie. You don't got to pay rookies. Brian Robinson, oh yeah, rookie contract coming to a close. He's gonna look forward to being paid. And so the San Francisco 49ers could take the approach of, well, didn't work out for us. We didn't draft you. We don't want to pay you. Walk, goodbye. Not a bad move for the San Francisco 49ers, picking up a solid running back in case Christian McCaffrey can't go. And then also still a complimentary running back if Christian McCaffrey is back in his normal form. 49ers are still one big question mark. Nobody knows what the hell they're going to do. How about that? Christian McCaffrey, by the way, not getting any younger. Just turned 29 years old. Think about all the wear and tear from his days in Carolina. Already now in San Francisco with the 49ers. This man is under contract. Just with a new extension. Christian McCaffrey not going anywhere. They better hope that he can stay healthy. Brian Robinson, it's his job to help him go out there and stay fresh. Good move. Both teams. Washington and the 49ers. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And we're going to have a chat about all things Commanders. Ben Standig is going to join us in a few hours. Next hour, we're going to be joined, as I mentioned, by Pete Fuatek, who covers all things college football. We're going to get into Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones might as well have a reality show. He's a walking reality show. Jerry says the darndest things. We're going to talk about the New York Giants and their quarterbacks. The NFL trying to be the no-fun league again. When have they ever been fun? Malik Beasley. Yeah, it looks like he will not be punished after this this betting gambling scandal. So it looks like he's in the clear. Wonder where he's going to end up. Kind of sucks for him. He won't make the same amount of money wherever the hell he goes. And then how about this? On the other side of the break, you know, let's talk about someone else who might be traded. Used to play for the Carolina Panthers, like Christian McCaffrey. Well, he's playing for him now. Adam Thielen, is he on his way back to Minnesota to play for the Vikings? Is a possibility that exists because of all the injuries and suspensions to the Vikings wide receivers. Let's see what Thielen does, where he ends up. It's August 22nd, 2025. At the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. You want to call me, 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We are just getting started. We'll talk about Thielen on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. 888-710-4ISN is the number. We just talked about Brian Robinson being traded from the Commanders to the 49ers, as I mentioned. In a few hours, we'll have a conversation with Ben Standing, who covers all things Commanders, to discuss their running back situation, what we can expect from this team that went to the NFC Championship game last year. You know, what should we see in Jaden Daniels in year number two? We'll have that conversation with Ben Standing in a few hours. You know, Brian Robinson isn't the only dude who might get moved. He's not the only guy who might be traded. Because apparently, Adam Thielen, who is still going and still ticking as a wide receiver, he's 35 years old. This man hauled in 48 passes last year, 615 yards, 5 touchdowns. The year before that, 1,000 yards receiving, 4 touchdowns. He's an old man for a wide receiver, and he's still going. He last played for the Minnesota Vikings in 2022. We saw the emergence of Justin Jefferson as wide receiver number one. He'd be wide receiver number one on probably every team except for the Cincinnati Bengals, where he'd be co-wide receiver one with Ja'Marr Chase. But Adam Thielen, the writing was on the wall. It was time for him to move on. He ended up going to Carolina to play for the Panthers. We know the Panthers stink. I know they're looking for something better with their quarterback, Bryce Young. But with all the current issues that the Minnesota Vikings are dealing with, all the injuries, all the suspensions, there have been rumors, well, that realistically we know the Vikings need a wide receiver, but there have been rumors specifically saying that they may look to reacquire Adam Thielen. And why the hell not? He's familiar with the team. He's familiar with the head coach. He's familiar with the city. Jordan Addison has a 3-game suspension for that DUI that he had, falling asleep in his, I think, white Bentley outside of LAX airport. You got Rondale Moore, just got there, already has a knee injury. He's done for the season. And Justin Jefferson, you think he's going to be fine. I expect him to be. But Justin Jefferson's been dealing with a busted up hamstring until recently, and you never know. You pull it, you're out for a long amount of time. And so Thielen might be heading back home. He was a 2-time Pro Bowler with the Minnesota Vikings. This man was no slouch. The head coach of the Panthers, though, being asked about this, any potential Adam Thielen trade, listen to what the head coach Dave Canales had to say about potentially moving on from the man.
You know, honestly, I'm letting Dan kind of handle all that right now. I'm focused on our team, our football, and Adam's a part of that, you know, so the plans, the plays, all those things is just stuff that we're, you know, focused on right now. And again, we have a lot, you know, to talk about in the next couple of days in terms of the roster and all that. But, you know, that's something that, you know, I'm going to let them handle. And for me right now, it's just focusing on this entire roster and being able to make decisions there.
He didn't deny it. He did not deny it. You ask your partner, you ask your kids, you ask your family, hey, is this happening? And the first thing they say is no, right? They go, no, that man did not say no. He refers to Dan. He's talking about Dan Morgan, who happens to be the general manager of the Carolina Panthers. I mean, it's a fit. It's a match. You want to move on? I mean, this is a team, the Carolina Panthers. They just drafted Tet McMillan out of Arizona. They're expecting this dude to go out there and just catch every pass imaginable, which would mean that Adam Thielen, who's older, he has value. He's not in the long-term plans. And so if you want to move on, it's not a bad time to go out there and do so. Kevin O'Connell, who's the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, former quarterback himself. Kevin O'Connell, he talked about these issues with the wide receivers, especially past Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, there's obviously a lot of guys that wouldn't be here if we didn't, you know, see the talent, the skill sets, the ability. It's how you maximize your opportunities that some of these guys have, and some of these guys have taken advantage of, and other guys are going to continue to get opportunities. But I think they've got great examples. You know, when we're installing plays and we're talking about detail of routes and how things are done, whether it's 18 or 3 or even number one, you know, TJ at the tight end spot. We've got great examples in our pass game of what you should be striving for it to look like. And then it's about making the plays when they come to you. So I do feel good about the depth.
He feels good about the depth. Listen, they're going to trade. I'd be surprised if they don't add Adam Thielen. I'd be surprised. Why not? It's just a matter. What are you getting? Brian Robinson just got moved for a 6th-round pick. You mean to tell me that you can't move the same thing for Adam Thielen? You think about the Carolina Panthers. They don't need him anymore. They might as well get an asset in return. You know, I mentioned Tet McMillan coming in as a rookie. You're going to expect Xavier Leggett to take another step. I know he's all funny online, eating the raccoons and the squirrels and Bacha, is it both or one? I can't remember.
Probably both. He probably eats a bunch of foreign, not even foreign, it's just a bunch of exotic animals.
A squirrel is exotic?
Okay. Non-traditional meals.
Depending on where you're from, it's non-traditional.
Yes. Well, I would say most of America doesn't eat squirrels.
Okay. Not anymore. You've never eaten squirrel?
No.
Neither have I. Would you try squirrel?
Is it clean?
It's an animal, right? I mean, is it chicken? You eat chicken?
Yeah, but it's different. It's like a chicken yeah. Isn't like a stable. It's in like a nice barn,
nice.
Maybe.
Have you seen chickens? They're filthy.
Well, yeah, but I feel like a squirrel living on the streets might be
lives in the woods.
Yeah, but I'm not going. It depends. Maybe.
You live in New York. You're thinking about New York City squirrels, okay?
Yes.
Squirrels out here live in the woods.
Okay, I would say if you were to boil the said squirrel.
Boil.
Like boil it to get all the bacteria out of it and then cook it, I would be in.
Okay, all right. So you eat some squirrel. We have to contact Xavier Leggett for you. Nice. Have you eaten deer?
No.
Deer is delicious. Would you eat a deer?
Yeah, I'd try deer.
Yeah, it's delicious. Man, they were in the woods. I mean, you cook something or you kill it, you do want to wash it before you eat it, right? I mean, so eat no filthy animal.
Yeah, but like animals that tend to have rabies, I try to stay away from.
Ah, okay. All right.
So like no raccoons, no squirrels.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, any wild-ass animal, I understand. I don't blame you. Now, I have seen those. Have you seen those videos and photos? I'm going off on a tangent. Have you seen these photos of, like, the squirrels in people's backyards? They're growing, like, horns, and they're diseased, and the same thing with the rabbits. Have you seen that?
Yeah, the zombie squirrels.
What's going on? They just, it's not an STD on a squirrel, is it?
So, basically, if I, because I knew this was going around with deer back in the day. It's like a year ago.
God.
It's like a bacterial fungi that takes over their brain and basically controls them.
No, bro. Okay, you're doing too much.
I'm not even doing too much.
No,
it's like
that's not
the,
true.
The exact plot of the video game The Last of Us happened with zombie deer, but it can't get to us.
That's not true. This
is
not a. It's a fungus on their face, but it's not a fungus that takes over their brain.
It takes over their brain.
No, bro. You're saying these are zombie squirrels and deer?
Yes.
I'm going to Google this in a break. Okay? All right? I'm going to Google this. You just said that there's zombie deer out
zombie
here.
Zombie deer. Yes.
This is real. Okay? There are hosts, you know, animals like bugs and insects and fish and even humans. You could have a parasite in your body that's living in you that's, you know, taking advantage of you being a living creature. But a parasite taking over, a fungus taking over a deer's brain, turning them into a zombie? I don't know about that, bro.
It's called chronic wasting disease.
Okay. I'm gonna Google it. Okay, I want to see. What does a deer do? Does he walk backwards because he's been taken over? Like, what is he doing?
Good question. Don't know.
I'm going to Google this. The more you know. Maybe we can call Xavier Leggett, and he can go ahead and give us an answer about these animals. Bottom line is, the Carolina Panthers, they don't need Adam Thielen. You want Xavier Leggett to step up. You want Tet McMillan to step up. Shout-outs to Hunter Renfro making his way back to the NFL after some stomach issues. You expect him to be a reliable option, and everybody is going to love him now that he's back home in the Carolinas. So the Panthers don't need Adam Thielen. Go ahead and send him to the Minnesota Vikings. All right? This man is currently playing on a one-year, $8 million deal. Get the deal done. Send him to Minnesota where they can actually use him. Now, oh, yeah, Botcher, outside of having a Google zombie squirrels and zombie deer, I did look up. I can't believe I forgot some of these NFL players who've been shot. I don't think this is something anybody wants on the back of their football card. I guess people still collect these things. Plaxico Burress is probably the most famous NFL guy who got shot. He still continued his career.
Yeah, but didn't he shoot himself?
Does it matter?
Yeah, I think a little bit.
I don't think. If you got shot, you got shot. I didn't say you had to. Somebody had to shoot you. Well, you think the pain makes a difference to him?
No, I judge people on how stupid they are if they shoot themselves.
It happens. It happened in, what movie was that? The Eminem, 8 Mile. Didn't the guy shoot himself in the ass or his leg or something like that?
I think so. It was his quad or something like that. Yeah. But either way.
Cheddar Bob, I think his name.
Cheddar Bob. I haven't seen that movie in forever.
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, but either way, Tank Dell, I think Tank Dell's the only active player besides the
Pearsall.
Two on the same team. Pearsall and Robinson.
Robinson. Yeah, they got shot. They shot. Well, man, they got shot. Happens. People get shot every day. Be safe outside, people. Please be safe. But it doesn't matter. I don't think it matters. You think Plaxico cared? Plaxico Burress does not care if he shoots himself. Plaxico, but what does it matter to him? I mean, you get shot. What difference does it make? Okay, so yeah, we got Ricky Pearsall. Ricky Pearsall shot in Union Square in San Francisco. We got Brian Robinson Jr. He was shot. Tank Dell was just shot. I don't know if Plaxico Burress wants to proclaim himself as the guy, the most famous NFL player to catch a bullet, but that's where he is. And, you know, it's a crazy world that we had. Where the hell is Plaxico Burress? Where is he at? Everybody's sitting around doing podcasts. We got players who are just yapping their mouths. Everybody thinks that they got a brand new job. Where is Plaxico Burress? I haven't heard from him in a long time.
I'd be off the grid if I was him.
If you, why?
I don't know. I played in the NFL. I made my millions. I won a ring. I'd be gone.
Well, we got a lot of guys. Let's think about this. I don't know why I guess I'm thinking about one of his teammates. Where's Santonio Holmes? Is there something about playing for the Steelers that makes you disappear off the face of the earth?
I think so. But also, I just looked it up. Plaxico Burress' Super Bowl ring is up for auction.
Uh-oh.
Or was up for auction.
Uh-oh. He's broke, so why is he not doing podcasts?
Good question. He's an American-based manufacturer in fashion. Men's socks. That's what this article says here.
Plaxico Burress is selling socks?
That's what this old article says.
Plaxico Burress is 48 years old. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Yeah, that's the latest star. Giant Super Bowl hero and ex-con. He was a convict. He's a convicted for shooting himself?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And he went to prison for a year.
Oh, my God. That's what Michael Bloomberg... You can go to jail for shooting yourself, but they ought to call a guy he's a felon after that? Oh, man. Come on, man. Yeah, he's selling his Super Bowl ring. Oh, man. The NFL veteran could not be reached for comment after he sold his Super Bowl ring. It remains unclear why he parted with the ring. Burress currently hosts Fox Sports Radio's Up On Game weekend show and owns a juice bar in Wayne, New Jersey. So this is from earlier this year. I had no idea what Plaxico Burress was doing, but I hope he's doing well. Let's just go ahead and put it that way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of Plaxico Burress, there's a couple of teams that he played for. Won a championship with the Giants, played for the Jets after he shot himself. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, let's talk about the New York Giants, because the New York Giants they've been in the news, okay? They played last night. Jameis Winston is bringing everybody together, even though I think one of their guys is about to get cut. Let's talk about this wonderful place that is the New York Giants on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now, it's time for a news flash. Here he is, Gordon Damer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, here I am, making people forget their past relationships. I'm trying my best. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. We got more preseason football coming up. You know, this evening we got the Bears and the Chiefs. We got Titans and Minnesota. We already talked about the Minnesota Vikings potentially looking to bring back Adam Thielen to their team from the Carolina Panthers. Addison is suspended. Moore is hurt. Jefferson coming off of an injury. And so they could certainly use the depth at wide receiver. Nice to have depth. And speaking of depth, and then we also talked about Plaxico Burress because he shot himself. We were talking about Brian Robinson Jr., who also got shot, didn't shoot himself. But anyway, Plaxico played for the Giants. Last night, the New York Giants, they played football. As a matter of fact, the New York Giants beat up, I guess their backups, beat up the New England Patriots 42-10. Tommy DeVito, everybody's favorite, stay at home with his parents, play for the New York Giants, drive to the game player. He threw three touchdowns, a local favorite. Jackson Dart, New York Giants fans are hoping that he's the quarterback of the future. He threw four touchdowns, had a turnover. Jameis Winston, in pure Jameis fashion, he threw four touchdowns and had an interception. And it was all fun. Everything is fun when you beat another team up 42-10. It's so much fun that Jameis is taking videos and he's like, me and Tommy DeVito and Dart. He's like, we're the three amigos. He's taking social media videos on the field after the game. Listen to Jameis Winston, his goofy ass.
Hey, I'm just saying, they call us the three amigos, but somebody had the hat trick today. We turning up, and we got the Young Bucks, and we eat W's with the Young Bucks. You know what time it is. Go, Big Blue. We turn it up. We send this thing out. Way, yeah, they running away. The three amigos, the three tutties. Good night.
Yeah, he's talking about the three touchdowns thrown by Tommy DeVito. Tommy DeVito is likely to get the boot from the New York Giants. I think everybody knows that. Why the hell this team would have four quarterbacks on the roster makes absolutely no sense. Russell Wilson isn't going anywhere. Jameis Winston, for now, is not going anywhere. And we know Jackson Dart isn't going anywhere. The odd man out is the hometown hero in Tommy DeVito. It really stinks for him. It'll get there eventually. He will be gone. New York Giants just completing their final preseason game, beating up on the Pats 42-10. But, you know, it wasn't just Tommy DeVito and his three touchdowns. A lot of people have lamented the fact that they have no idea the next time that they'll see Jackson Dart. You know, I just laid out the quarterback depth chart. You got Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, and then Dart. He may not play again this season unless things really get bad or it's real late. Some guy gets hurt or they just want to give him a look because the season is going nowhere. Think about all these QBs. Jackson Dart, he spoke after the game and he said, you know what? With Jameis and Tommy and Russell, we love each other. It's a loving situation in their quarterback room.
Yeah, we're all really good players. I think that everybody's kind of seen that throughout practices, throughout camp. Like, we all operate at high levels. And guys are just continuing to get better each and every day. It's a really fun room to be a part of because it's super competitive that way. And we have an amazing relationship between all of us. But it's definitely fun, and we're all each other's biggest fans.
Oh, that's nice. How sweet. Quarterbacks that get along. Long way off from Joe Flacco saying, I'm not here to help anybody. Hilarious fashion. Meanwhile, Jackson Dart, I guess he's learning as well. Both he and Abdul Carter were captains for the Giants yesterday, which means that they went out there for the coin toss. Except Jackson Dart didn't know. He didn't remember what the hell he's been doing. He had no clue what was going on. Listen to him explain.
I haven't been out for a coin toss since high school because, you know, Ole Miss, we always wanted the ball first. So I had to get my arm warmed up and get ready to go. So I'd have other guys go and do it for me. So when he was like, go do it, I was like, I can't even remember what to do. But it was a good experience, especially for me and Abdul.
Oh, that's so fun. Bacha, look how much fun the New York Giants have, and they love each other.
Yeah, and then week one happens, and then it's a flip of a script.
Oh, boy, okay. Even Brian Daboll, was he happy in telling this story, or was he a jerk? Even he talked about this coin flip.
And for example, I put him out there at coin toss today, and he's running up to me 3 minutes. What do you want me to do again? I've never done this before. The last second, I told him you're going out there right when I got here today. A few minutes before we went out there, so he's thinking about that.
Oh, how sweet. Oh, that's cute, cute story. Never heard Brian Daboll be happy about anything, and there you have it. But when it comes back to the football, as Bacha mentioned, their first game of the season is for the Giants to go down to D.C., well, not necessarily D.C., outside of D.C., going to Maryland, and take on Washington. Yeah, I don't know if they can score and keep up with them. We're certainly going to find out. At the same time, Jackson Dart, like I said, we don't know when he's going to play. Russell Wilson would have to stink. Jameis would have to stink or be traded somewhere. Jackson Dart, there's no guarantee that we'll see him this year in extended action. And a matter of fact, when speaking to the media, he says, I'm not in a rush to take over.
It's like whenever my number is called, that I'm going to go out there and I'm going to play my game and I'm going to ball. And that's just my mindset anytime I touch the field. Obviously, you know, Russ is the starter and he's going to do amazing. He's had such a great camp and has played at an elite level. So, you know, my job is just to be the best teammate and, you know, be ready whenever it is. But, you know, I'm excited for Russ and what he's going to do this year.
Yeah, I love it. How they all get along. Russell Wilson, the topic of a lot of conversation. Even earlier today, his wife was on the radio station in New York, Power 105. His wife, musician Sierra, they were asking her about people who think Russell Wilson is corny. And she said he's the most loving and great individual. Terrific. That's good. I'm happy for them. That doesn't mean as a football player he's not a cornball. He certainly is. Hey, Bacha, you could be a football player and still be corny, right? I know they're tough guys. You could still be corny, right?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
There's a lot of cornballs in the NFL.
Okay. Is anybody, besides Russell, who is it?
Like off the top of my head?
Jameis? Jameis too, right?
He's,
a little bit.
It's goofy. Not really. I think he's just like that. Like a cornball is someone who's trying to be someone who they're not.
Oh.
Like Travis Kelce is a cornball sometimes.
Damn. Ouch. Yeah, it's working out for him. It's worked out for both of them now, hasn't it?
Yeah, I guess. They both have jobs, acting roles, and famous celebrity wives. Or going to be wives.
Girlfriends? You think they're going to get... Oh, my God. When are they going to get married? When he's retired?
At this pace and their podcasting rate, I'd say probably 2 years.
Did you watch the podcast?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I'm just saying, to get Taylor Swift to do a podcast with you, you must really be in love.
Okay. She's never done a podcast before?
Not often.
She's like Beyonce. The two of them don't need to talk to anybody.
Yeah, they make their money behind the scenes and just release their albums.
Yeah. Good life. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710. Oh, my goodness. It's this guy again. Paul from Rhode Island. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Thank you, JR.
You're welcome.
For the speakerphone.
You okay? You sound out of breath. You all right?
Yeah, I went upstairs. Listen, I'm very proud of the backup quarterbacks, but I don't think that they have a chance.
Who is they? Who is they?
They is like, okay, let's two aspects here. You're not going to beat Winston. You're not going to beat, what's his name in Giants. You're not going to beat Dobbs. You need to predict. In other words, you need to get guys with experience as backup quarterbacks or starting quarterbacks. May is going to go this year as he got ripped last year because they had Joe Milton as a threat. The Patriots made a big mistake, a grave mistake of getting rid of Milton III. And
okay.
I think
now on the Cowboys. Okay.
But I'm telling you, if Dak slips on a toothpick on the field, this guy's going to take. If Prescott slips on a toothpick on the field, Jerry Jones is going to go with Milton. I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now.
All right. Thank you, Paul, for calling from Rhode Island. He just like conflated three different teams that just all at the same time. Like he went from the Giants to the Patriots. I mentioned where Milton was. He goes to Dak. Well, thank you for calling, Paul, from Rhode Island. Speaking of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones is still being an old crazy guy, an antagonist. We'll hear him on the other side of the break. The JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.